adjust your audio equipment.
The Toxic Avenger came into my life back in 1993 when I was barely even nine. I ran straight home from school each day to catch the Toxic Crusaders on my TV. Every day they went on another adventure, clean the world, make it a bit better. But 5 eps in, something went wrong. The show got cancelled, never came back on. Well, fast forward by about 6 years, a grown team with prime croc in his ear, staying up all night watching Channel 4 with Troma's Edge TV and more. I watched every episode, every single movie, and loved Trent Hager. Wish I could be that groovy. I'd move into Tromaville and never be gloomy. Bring Debbie Rochon with me as a roomie. Sheriff Burma, Mother's Day, Surf Nazi and then Squeeze Play, Nymphoid Barbarian and Dinosaur Hell, fertilize the blaspheming bombshell, Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD, the Toxic Avenger Parts 1, 2 and 3, Citizen Toxy, I didn't forget, but I almost did Romeo and Juliet. I learned my morals through my VCR. All these films that I've watched have pushed me too far. Woke up one morning and realized my brain and soul have been traumatized. Lines just to make my point about the Alzheimer has affected my thoughts. This film's have turned my grey matter runny. Now unless it involves death, I will not find it funny. Desensitized in every way, sex, drugs, violence, even holidays. But I still watch my old tapes each night, praying I can make Lloyd Kaufman my wife. I love the things that man has done, bringing any cinema to everyone. Through films and books and DVD books, it's on the world without regret. But through it all, they just keep on growing. 34 years and they still keep going. I always wondered how they were so successful, but I know by now they're going to hell. My VCR, these films they've made push me too far. Woke up one day and I realized my brain is all a bit traumatized.
Traumatized.
Hey everyone, welcome to Letters vs. Numbers episode 9. This is 9, right? Yeah.
I think so. Did you forget what the podcast was called there?
I'm Rusty.
Welcome to The Awful Show? No.
Game Wave Podcast?
Yeah, we can be Game Wave Podcast today. No, we can't. I think we missed that boat. Did we?
Actually, no. We can still record one for them. Joe said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll do that, but not now. People are hungry for us not in a closet episodes. Back to normal, I guess.
I think this is
unless
the...
of course we got. No,
well,
sorry,
anyway, I'm Anthony from Game Music for All.
Yes. I'm Mr. B, and I talk far too much. I need to sort that out. Really.
I think this is the PND episode.
This is a post Nerdapalooza depression episode, a term coined by Z from Hipster Please, who I met, and is not that short, I guess.
No one told me how short he would be. I don't think he even mentioned it to me. I was afraid I was going to be the shortest one there.
You were pretty short. I can't think of anyone who was shorter than you, apart from maybe Colon P.
Well, I guess girls don't count because they normally tend to be shorter.
I suppose.
Is that sexist to say?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What the hell? There go half our listeners. Well, probably not half of them.
Just Colin P.
Girls don't play games now, do they? They listen to music.
Or go on the internet.
Oh, boy. How many minutes are we in? 2. Excellent.
we should probably say who we played.
Yeah, we played my friend and yours, category with Traumatized, which was like for a competition that was going to be at Nerdapalooza to do a song for Trauma, except category was the only guy who entered, and did Trauma even show up? showed up briefly.
Yeah, I think, like, everyone was mad about that. Like, everyone was mad at them, though. Like, MCRT said, like, they booked their own band and didn't tell them. And then they played and no one liked them. And they were pretty just mad about the whole thing.
Oh, man.
I wonder if I'm supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, that was, you know, behind the scenes. We as trusted friends of the organizers, we were like, don't tell anyone, but trauma suck.
Well, that's not a secret. I know Booty Rage was talking about how much they sucked, and a couple people were pretty disappointed in their performance.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Eva should stick to making movies, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. But Category likes trauma a lot. I went to visit him, and he was like, have you seen this movie? And I was like, no. He was like, what? That's a window into my life there, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a whole conversation.
That was it. And then I left. I hopped back on the train and went home with my head hung low.
Like, you guys still weren't friends after that? Did he just point at the door afterwards?
I haven't spoke to him since, and this was maybe a year ago. I mean, we've played shows together since, but we didn't speak.
Just wrote notes to each other? Or talked through Dan plus Ad?
Yeah, that's poor Dan plus Ad. He's going grey with the stress. He tries to fix it for us, but that Category is so stubborn. I think it's because he's ginger. That's my hypothesis. Right, yeah, so that was that song that Category played, and this is our post-Nerdpalooza episode. I want to go back.
Yeah. Well, actually, what just happened, like, 20 minutes before we started recording, I found out some of the people who do one of my favorite podcasts, Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, they're going to be at Dragon Con, which is in Georgia, and before we left Florida, Sir Up was talking about how they're going to go up to Dragon Con, because it's a couple hours away from where they live in Florida, and I was like, man, if I didn't need another reason to want to live in Florida, 20 minutes later, there was an earthquake here.
Oh, god damn it.
So I think I caused the earthquake by complaining I don't want to live in California anymore.
With your bad karma.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Were there any deaths in that earthquake?
No, it was a pretty weak earthquake. It was hilarious. Well, it was a 5.8, which is like everything shakes and you get kind of nervous, but it's no one's going to die. And after it happened, I was watching the news and it was hilarious because the news blew it way out of proportion. They're like, no damage reports yet, and one of the reporters from, like, New York or something asked, like, the reporter in L.A., like, how was it down at the offices in L.A.? He's like, well, nothing fell over, but my desk shook.
We had, like, our first earthquake in, like, 50 years or something, and it was only, like, I don't know, a 2 or a 3 on the Richter scale or something, and, like, we were getting... I saw on the news the other day, and people were being interviewed who were in, like, the epicenter and stuff. And it was like, what was it like? It rumbled a bit. It was a bit disappointing. I was expecting, like, this massive force of nature. I wanted, like, Anne Hesh and Pierce Brosnan to drive along in a Jeep and save people.
Well, I guess not every natural disaster is a disaster.
No, it was quite fun. I wanted to go out and play in it. You know, like, when it snows, well, I don't suppose you'd know when it snows, but, like, when it snows dead nicely and you just want to play in it and sort of, you know, let it fall on your lips and things. I wanted to go out and play in the earthquake and, like, stand on the ground and be shook a little bit. I would have been ace.
Like, take a pogo stick out there or something?
Yeah, or just get a whole, like, bouncy castle. And, like, the bouncy castle sort of bouncing down the road and you're bouncing on it, that'd be paradise. Next time there's an earthquake, you know you get, like, tornado chases? I'm going to go earthquake bouncy castle chasing. I'm not going to do that. I'm poor.
Well, I guess we should get into the next song then.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know how to segue. I was looking at our list of songs. I was like, how can I segue into one of these from bouncy bouncer castles? And I had nothing.
I can make one work. There's an easy one. It's a natural disaster, and sometimes people who cause natural disasters are supervillains. You see where I'm going with this?
I see where you're going.
Yes. Some of you who, like, have, you know, the internet might have seen mention of Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, which I didn't actually watch until, like, literally 5 minutes before they took it offline to start charging you for it.
Yeah, I saw it on the last day, too. I'm glad I saw it. I was really procrastinating. Like, I kept seeing people posting about it. I was like, eh, I'll get to it later.
He was like, yeah, it'll be on YouTube, probably, forever. I didn't realize there was a time limit on it.
I didn't either until I actually watched it.
And then I watched it, and it was good. So, you know, if you haven't seen it yet, shell out books for it and things.
It's like $4.
Yeah, it's tiny money. People buy shitty singles on iTunes for that much. And you can get a whole sort of show where people sing, and Nathan Fillion's in it, and, you know... Some cute chick who I don't recognize.
It's $4, and they have more than 4 songs in the show, so it's like you're buying a CD and a TV show.
It is. It's almost like getting a episode of Letters vs. Numbers, except it's a story, and it's a video, and all the songs are sung by the same people, and it's scripted, but other than that, it's very similar. Anyway...
Alright, well, let's just get into it.
Yeah, enjoy it. This is the Dr. Horrible cast with Laundry Day. Enjoy.
Laundry Day, see you there. Under things, tumbling. Wanna say, love your hair. Here I go, mumbling. With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the words to tell you how you make me feel. What's the phrase? Like a fool, kinda sick, special needs, anyways. With my freeze ray, I will stop the pain. It's not a death ray or an ice beam that's all Johnny Snow. I just think you need time to know that I'm the guy to make it real. The feelings you don't dare to feel. I'll bend the world to our will, and we'll make time stand still. That's the plan. Rule the world, you and me, any day. Love your hair.
What? No, I love the air.
Anyway, with my freeze ray, I will stop.
Short of one group, that's like Raisin Bran. Short of one scoop, like trying to RP. Short of one G, just like Nerdcore. Short of one me, I had to insult her with my comedy spill. Don't let the cleric loot, you know they all still. So she had an attitude, how else would she feel? Pop a human warrior, part man and part steel. This was the day they'd meet the first test. At the lower cap camp, Headmaster was pissed. Joe Boxer was cocky, he pulled the whole squad. Got back to the camp, that's when he killed them all. Sees the mage had to leave, but the necro stayed. Some players took it personal, the game they played. The tank was stubborn, so we pulled it again. They took down the headmaster and he made a new friend.
She was my sunshine, old gem, my shining star. To the other side of the world I traveled far. With her on my team, I never run and hide. I can finish any quest with you by my side. She was my sunshine, old gem, my shining star. To the other side of the world I traveled far. With her on my team, I never run and hide. I can finish any quest with you by my side.
Take killer to dedicate, never power level while DDs will rotate. Picked up in a channel from mana and buff. Next we grinding all night cause they never had enough. Things got serious, talked about real life. So I got a phone number, stayed up overnight. Chick was a nerdy girl, was a little bit lonely. I lied about my age, I was a little bit phony. She didn't caress her, yo, she found out later. I moved away and didn't play, she thought I hated her. I tried to stay in touch with a sailor phone. She said the keyboard was waiting when I came back home. So I came back to see she
had a 60 in a gill. She said, don't worry, baby, clerics here are level still. So we leveled up together and we got there with finesse. Warrior, ran his healer on an epic quest.
She was my sunshine, moon, gem, my shining star. To the other side of the world I travel far. With her on my team, I never run and high. I can finish any quest with you by my side. She was my sunshine, moon, gem, my shining star. To the other side of the world I travel far. With her on my team, I never run and high. I can finish any quest with you by my side.
Soon as I could, yo, I started maintaining. Leader of the raid and I started loot making. Looked at the charter, moving up in guild ranking. My defender, faithful healing, and I'm bringing home the bacon. I knew it happened soon when the pally got jealous. He hated my crew, we were all good fellas. He and the rogue seen the plot to go against. We got my account banned and the situation messy. Before it all happened, let me hit the rewind. Lovebirds weren't slacking, they were pressed the test of time. Asked the GM for an in-game ring. Went to my healer and took me a knee. Said, I know my lady, this is all just a game, but I'll be a happy take if you take my last name. Said, of course, silly boy, but it better happen soon. There's a pally after you when you're headed to your doom. The controller in my hand, I was smiling, she's a crazy. She was just my main healer, now she wants to be my lady. Closest friend saw the wedding, it was everything she needed. There's no more to the story, my account was deleted.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was another Letters versus Numbers exclusive, because that, my friends, is how we roll. That is Epic One with, now, I'm pretty sure it's called Sonigam. Anthony seems to think it's called Sun Gem.
Either way, I guess Epic One will correct us.
Yeah, probably. Well, I think it's in the chorus. Is it? I think it's Sun Gem. You can be my Sun Gem, Moon Gem. Shining Star or something. Anyway, it's really good and it's exclusive. So now Epic One can put it on his MySpace because he told us it could be exclusive. And then we promptly recorded two Nerd Letters versus Numbers without
episodes.
Playing that song. Yeah, episodes. That's what we do, isn't it? I remember. God damn it.
We're both kind of rusty. I think we haven't done a real episode in a very long time. We did the Nerdapalooza once, but those were kind of like all over the map.
They were a bit, and I'm not drunk now. I am trying to. I do have like a wine glass full of whiskey, because I am so goddamn classy. Oh, God, I'm getting whiskey face. Ugh. You know when your face sort of contracts, like
yeah,
it's not good. Anyway, that was Epic One. That was an exclusive for us.
Spork did the beat on, I think, Pixel Hate's Music Tech Pro.
He did, which was also Spork's first foray into chiptunes. Yeah, there's a lot of the old nerdcore dudes getting in making chiptunes, it seems.
I'd like to hope I played some part in that.
You didn't.
Oh.
Sorry, man. It was all me. Wait, it wasn't me. You have that blog, don't you? I keep forgetting. What's it called again? Anthony from Game Music for All.
That's the whole name of the blog. It's about me.
Is it? I thought it was getting a little personal, just looking at the last entry. I can't stop thinking about Hex. I didn't even invite me to live with him. Was it something I said?
No, it probably was. It's probably when I made fun of his potato pancakes.
Potato pancakes?
They're hash browns, but for some reason, he doesn't call them hash browns.
That's weird. I think I had some of them, but I didn't realize what they were.
Half asleep still.
I was off usually half asleep. Not hungover, though. I don't think we should talk about what we had for breakfast at X's house, though. I think that's a little limiting as to the people who can relate. Like, Booty Rage Samurai will be like, oh, yeah, those potato things. And, like, everyone else is going to be, okay, it's good that you guys had breakfast. Most important meal of the day. Actually, no, fuck it. You guys need to know that Letters versus Numbers are all for breakfast when we have time.
We'll be doing some ad campaigns for... We'll be doing ad campaigns soon to make sure everyone eats their nutritious breakfast.
Hell yeah. It doesn't even need to be nutritious as long as you eat something in the morning. Yesterday? I'm not sure where the days are because I didn't sleep last night. What day... No, this morning... I had noodles for breakfast. I had no cereal and no toast, but breakfast is so goddamn important. I had noodles.
About a week ago, I had cake and ice cream for breakfast.
Oh, you lucky son of a bitch. Oh, that would be so nice. Just right now, bit of cake. Like hot chocolate cake?
Yes, like maybe. I warmed up the cake and the ice cream because the ice cream was too hard, so I wanted it kind of melty.
Oh, you utter bastard.
And I, the first thing nice. I thought, as I watched it rotate in the microwave, the first thing I thought is like, this is how I imagined life on my own would be when I was like 7.
Did you make some cake mix and then not make it into cake and just eat it like that? I'm so gutted when they grow up and they told us we couldn't do that anymore because uncooked eggs are unhealthy. Right. The original plan was to talk about Epic One for a bit and then do the letters. Should we do like some of the letters and then some songs and then...
I think we should just tackle all the letters at the same time. Let's talk about Epic One a little more. And then, I guess, talk about whatever we're going to play next.
What? So you want to do everything all at once? I did not follow that at all. What you need to do, write a plan of action, post it to me, right? And then we can discuss it. Right,
I'll send it by Telegram.
You can send it when you send me my goddamn headphones back.
You expect me to pay for sending you your headphones?
I expect you to pay to get them to at least Florida.
I can do that, I guess.
I didn't steal them across a whole country. You accusing gigahertz of stealing like your little DS stylus that you can pick up for a quid, maybe. You've got my goddamn headphones.
And your CD player.
Yeah. Man, I'd actually forgotten. Did I have anything good in there?
I think you had your CD of Beats on there.
Yeah, that's all good. Could probably do with that back.
I'll probably use them and record my own songs.
Do it. I'd love to hear it. We can play you. I didn't expect me to say that. So what? You want us to do all the letters now?
Well, no. Or... We'll talk about some news now. Then, okay. After some more songs, we'll do all the letters at once.
Okay. Well, Rhyme Torrent 7 came out.
Yep, Rhyme Torrent 7 finally came out on rhymetorrents.org now.
Yep, .org, not .com. If you go to .com, you get a picture of some sort of weird gold Lego people. Screw that noise. You want .org, because they have the actual Rhyme Torrents there. It was Dom Vito pulled it all together. Because that man is a machine.
And it's all nice and spiffy and shiny. They post about us sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, they've had... Like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that, actually. I've seen that. That's nice of them.
So we heartily endorse them.
I thought it was you posting about us on there.
Well, yeah, I post in the forums, but then they take things out of the forums and post it on the main page.
Ah, did they ever reply in the forums?
I think they replied a little bit, like a comment or two, but not, like, I think the forums just aren't as lively yet as the old RT boards used to be.
No. Well, the whole family split up a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I think some people went to CPM and some people went to RT.org and Project Zero went to the OC Remix boards for some reason.
Yes, he was like, I'm sure everyone will be here in a minute. I know a couple of people went to the Scrub Club Records boards.
Yep.
Who have some news as well, but we'll talk about that in a sec. Or actually... If we're playing two songs back to back and then doing the letters, we should probably talk about the next song we're going to play as well, because that's in conjunction with some news.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
Are we going to be playing Terrymurder?
Yes, we will be playing Terrymurder after his... terrorist-like Twitter campaign against me. Yeah, we are going to play you, but I'm going to mention that you nagged. You and hormones are in my we'll play you, but we'll be belligerent about it. Which is a shame, because I quite like playing it.
I like how he only bugged you on Twitter, but not me.
Yeah, what's up with that? People think I'm the easy mark.
Which implies that you have power over everything we play, and I get no say in anything.
If anything, you get more say. I have to... We both get, like... Well, we don't get an equal amount of songs, but we get an equal amount of time, generally. And people keep eating up my time with their requests, god damn them. It's precious.
So if people would request songs from me, they'd be taking up my time.
Yes. But it's the Nerdcore... I'll tell you what it is. It's the Nerdcore, guys. Because I bring the Nerdcore. That's what I do. That's all I know. I'm otherwise useless, apart from, you know, awesome bantering and being hilarious.
Yeah, I think the Nerdcore people listen to us a lot more than any of the chiptune or VG rock people do. So, and then they go to you for their Nerdcore requests.
That'll be it. It's hard being me. Oh, dude, this is new news as of 10 minutes ago, because I've just checked MySpace. Yeah, we were going to play Girljoy covering Casio Kid, because both of those are on the Summer of Chiptune tour. However, Girljoy unfortunately has taken ill, so can not go on the tour, which sucks, actually. I would have quite liked to have caught Girljoy. I'm still thinking about going to the tour, because it's a long way. But if I have money, I'm going to go. But I don't know, man. Get well soon, Girljoy. Would it be a bit crass to dedicate her own song to her?
Yes, but let's do it anyway.
Well, let's dedicate to Rhymer's song, because it is called Nerdcore Girl, and I'll just edit myself, like, just saying Chiptune Girl instead. That could work.
Everybody wins in that plan.
Except Tarimera, I guess, who has his song hijacked by Girljoy News. That's how Girljoy rolls, you know? Even when she's poorly, she's got the hustle to promote and whatnot. So anyway, this is... God damn, we talk a lot.
Yeah.
This is Tarimera with Nerdcore Girl. I think it's called Nerdcore Girl.
I think it's called Girl Named Nerdcore.
Oh, what the fuck? I've been listening to too many MC Lars songs.
And it's the Deform remix.
Yeah, Deform from... I'm 95% sure he's in the Chubby Chasers.
Yeah, I actually met him. He came to the show we threw a couple weeks ago.
Get you meeting people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, good hustle. Glad you did. This is Tarimera with Girl Named Nerdcore, the Deform remix, dedicated to Girljoy. Get well soon.
So I wake up late at 2 in the afternoon, don't even know what's starting up soon. So I turn on my PC, read a little PAX key CD, shit, I just lost the game. So many tabs when I open up Firefox, looks like PA's talking about boom blocks. Read a little fan mail and then I get dressed. To get through the day is reality's test. No work today, though they want me to come in. But to waste my free time is what I consider sin. And I need a little coffee, it helps me start my day. This is how we getting hypey, we living in the bay. This song has no subject, no, it's more train of thought. Recounting all the actions that my boredom it is wrong. Shit like this is never gonna take me to the top. But it's shit like this that helps me never stop. Nerdcore rise up when we're making minimum wage. Our album selling works in the fucking engage. Yeah, we got tons of listeners on Rapid Share, but with all the samples that we use, I think it's only fair. Like LOL money, money LOL. The sad thing is that shit like this really does sell to the masses and their progeny who really do not know the benefits of having immaculate flow. Like really, BBYDC front a lot of me. I stand up to the jocks and say, leave my people be. You'll be teaching little league while I surge rule the nation. When you're pro at computation, every day is a vacation. Like spiders, we leave this web 2.0. But altruism never helps sell out a show. So gather all your friends and drive to the bar with a new jacket on me so I can become a star. me a hypocrite. I'll call you 1-2. Pirating the newest album is a hip thing to do when you don't have the cash, but you do have the bandwidth. You gotta hear the newest song, otherwise you'll be miffed. Understandable, really, from a genre DIY. Most of it is free, so who really wants to buy when you got free albums like Calvin and Hobbes? Just make sure you haven't already quit your day jobs. If you're in this nerd game and you wanna strike it rich, nobody's gonna like you, you greedy little bitch. But that's not to say you can't wanna make dough, but if that's your only concern, then you're gonna have to go. We don't do it for the green and we don't do it for the women. We just spit mad for the talent that we have been given. Two takes, white guys spitting hot fire. Yeah, little John, and I think that you should retire.
She said she called one afternoon. He said she'd run.
Hello, welcome back. That was the aforementioned Girl Joy covering Casio Kid. Both Casio Kid and Girl Joy have new albums out. I'm 95% sure. Girl Joy definitely does. It's called Casio Romance. Casio Kid have a new album out, but I think it's only out in Japan. So I don't know how relevant that'll be to any one of our listeners. But yes, they were both on the Summer of Chiptune tour, along with Henry Honesweet, Big Chip, Falco Lombardi, and Combat Dave, apart from Girl Joy, who was on it until about 10 minutes ago. Like, really, I have just checked my MySpace bulletins and seen that. Oh yeah, and the Tin Foil Hat Brigade doing visuals and things. And I think there's some guest musicians, I'm pretty sure. Cerebral Scars crop up in Newcastle. Is that from Newcastle?
Yeah, I think Spheres of Chaos might be doing one show with them.
Are they? Oh, it's that's a point. I don't know which show they would be doing, but it's from the 1st of August to the 5th inclusive. They play every day, and they play in Felix Tow, Luton, Liverpool, Newcastle, and Lincoln. So if you're anywhere near those places, which I'm not, annoyingly. But if you're anywhere near any of those places, check them out. Spheres of Chaos as well are on one of them. Right, so we have a ton of letters.
It's a new record.
It is. Our previous record for letters on a podcast was 2. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Awesome. We are so cool.
Yep. Right.
The first one is from Sangria. Funny voice, I think. Santa Claus, because Sangria just gifted me with a new shiny MySpace profile. So Santa Claus seems appropriate. Where I say ho ho ho, though, she's not saying ho ho ho. ho ho ho, I'm listening to all your podcasts in reverse order. Ho ho ho. It's quite entertaining. I find myself wanting to talk back sometimes, but then I remember it's a podcast and I feel stupid. Oh, oh, oh. Anyway, boys and girls, I like it. I request more on a regular basis. Ho, ho. This isn't really working. This is just a grand voice, but I occasionally... Fuck it. It was working. Yeah, I request more on a regular basis. If these requests are not met, then I will, do something about that I can't tell you right now. Ho, ho, ho. So you might as well do more podcasts for your listeners. Merry Christmas. I got away with that. What do you reckon? Should we do more podcasts or should this be the last one?
I think this should be the last one.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring now. I'm kind of tired of it. We don't have 100,000 fans yet, which was our goal for episode 9.
It was by 9, we wanted, like, the actual usership of the internet to have doubled. And that just hasn't happened. I mean, it's disappointing.
So, well, let me say this to Sangria Claus, that if she wants us to make more episodes, get us more listeners.
Yes. Are they still doing their podcast, Sangria and Nina?
Still doing.
Still thinking of starting one. They have a MySpace.
That was like our first step, wasn't it?
No, we recorded one first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because we were like, we're not going to have a MySpace without something to show people.
I guess they've jumped the gun then.
They have a bit. We'll see how that works out for them.
Hurry up and record something so we can make fun of it.
Yeah, because we can't assume that we're better. Because we're a little bit worried, because, like, we're awesome, but you two are girls. Although the name is called Vagina Deep in Podcast of the Podcast. That's just, I don't know. I think I prefer letters versus numbers.
I think they're really trying to work their angle, though.
I think they both definitely have Gucci's. Right, moving swiftly on. Next email was from Evermiss in response to you guys talking trash about UK graffiti.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yes, I do, even though it was like, oh, it feels so long ago.
Well, I listened to the podcast yesterday, so...
Yes, me too, actually. I regularly listen to my own podcast. Actually,
we're very narcissistic. We listen to our own podcast all the time.
I like the sound of my own voice. It's, I love it. I love it. Anyway, I am... Hang on, can I do a duck voice? No, I can't. I was going to do a Donald Duck voice, but can I do Bugs Bunny? No, I can't do Bugs Bunny. Man, this is taking far too long. I'd just like to say hi and drop you guys some quality UK graffiti. www.banksy.co.uk, the guys wicked seek. Keep it up, dudes. You fellas rock my stripy socks, yeah? Ever miss. From www.evermiss.co.uk. That was meant to be Swedish.
I could kind of see it now.
Yeah, only because I put the word "ya" in. I haven't looked at the graffiti, but
well, yeah, he sent a picture of some of the graffiti along with the email. I saw it earlier, and yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Well,
I've been shamed now.
Yeah, rightly so. We do graffiti here. It's a flower. It's a pretty flower. Anyway, yes. So we do UK in the email. Evermiss has backed me up.
I've been put in my place.
You've been smacked down, Anthony from Game Music for All. Right. The next one is from Mallory. Oh, this one's all posh. Hang on. It's called Question for the Gentleman. To whom it may concern, I have a query for your bored brains to mull over. What is it that makes you want to do this podcast? Is it the fame, the fortune, the glory, the ladies? Open bracket. That should be in italics to emphasize sauciness, but this email prevents me from doing so. Close brackets. I'm very eager to hear your responses, as well as the voice that you'll assume as you're reading this. I love listening to you two, and I'm glad that you're beginning to get the response you deserve. But never forget who was there for you when you needed it. Very affectionately yours, Mallory. P.S. Steve, I'm waiting for your support check. Yes. The baby is yours. Mallory, 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 Mallory. That's Mallory. If you say that a lot, Mallory. Yeah, I'll start again. Mallory, Mallory, Mallory. That is a lot of questions right there. And statements. And I'm going to let my cohort field them.
Well, I like these questions that were asked because it lets us talk about ourselves, which is probably the number one thing we like to do on our show.
The best email we've ever gotten. This is brilliant. Doesn't even ask us like about the show, but like about why we're doing it. It's perfect. Anyway, yes.
Well, we started doing the podcast. We thought it would be easy and fun, but yep. It turns out we actually have to do work. Mm. But now that we have listeners, I guess it's worth it. So I guess mostly the fame is why we do it. And I think with fame comes the glory and the ladies. I'm not so sure about the fortune since this is free, unless we make t-shirts or something.
We could probably get an advertising slot on here just to cover the cost of my lost sleep.
Maybe probably some like sleeping pill advertisement.
That would be bitterly ironic. It would be like, oh, you sons of bitches with your sleeping pills. I want some so bad. Where's my free samples? Man, if we get approached by a sleeping pill company and we hear this one, we're not going to get that now.
They were on the edge until just right now. They're like,
I know.
Then they like, locked up their suitcase full of money and walked out.
God damn, we could have retired on that one. Which I suppose is good news for you guys. Although we would have probably contracted us to do a few podcasts after getting the money for advertising them on our podcasts.
But maybe
unless,
it's better we...
right, we got their adverts from them and then just repeated them for an hour. And that'd be a whole episode? And see how many episodes we could get away with that.
Well, I guess it would still be good for the fans then that we haven't sold out yet. But don't think we won't sell out.
Yeah, we are not above selling out at all. We will, the slightest whiff of money. Neither of us that well.
Let that, so anyone that has been considering buying us out, let us know that we're open to the idea.
Yeah, if you want to buy the name, if you want to buy the MySpace, because it has a couple of friends on it, anything. Just table an offer. So yeah, we're not really in it for the fortune though, because I don't know, I'm not expecting one. But the fame is nice.
I don't think you can make a fortune on the internet.
No, no money on the internet. Mm-mm.
I also wanted to say that when we do sell out, we will most definitely forget everyone that was there when we needed him.
We will. Who will we forget? We'll unfriend everyone, is what we'll do. We'll go on MySpace, unfriend anyone, because it won't matter because someone else is advertising us. So we'll get loads of ads anyway. New
and
people. A higher class of fan.
The only friends we'll have on there is Tylenol for the sleeping pills and Crystal Castles, and that'll be it.
I don't know why, but that really tickled me. We'll have iTunes on our top friends, MySpace, a place for music.
Tom.
Hell yeah. The Republican Party. It'll be in the top 12 rather than the top 8. Anyway, as for the support check, you'll get that when Letters vs. Numbers get sponsored.
She could have 10% of what you make off of our podcast.
No, what if I make something, though? Shut up. 10% a lot. After tax or before tax?
I don't know. I don't know how it works in the UK. How your support checks work.
Me neither, man. I think we just have to get told how much to pay and then pay them. Someone's going to write in and say, well, actually, we have to do this, that, and the other, and it's going to be a boring email, but we're going to read it out anyway.
We'll get an email from, I guess not senators you have out there, but whoever's in office over there, we'll find out they listen to us, and they'll send us an email about the whole process.
I'm a local representative, our local politicians. Right, the next email, this one's a short one, is from Hormones, who I'm going to try do in a moansy voice. Not like moansy.
You know
in,
what you should do?
In what should
MC
do?
Router voice.
All right, hang on.
Who do you know who's doper than Moans? Riddle me that. The dopest. Moans.
That was it. That was the whole email. That took a lot of preparation. Who is doper than Moans?
We should just name a bunch of people that are, just so Hormones can get mad at us again.
Yeah. Let's go through a long, long list of who. PM off. We'll keep it to Nerdcore as well. Who is doper than Moans? I heard a new Mad Hatter, not a new one, but I heard Mad Hatter the other day. He was a bit better. It was obviously Zealous One. Whitecracker, of course.
I heard Cool Whip finally. I heard his Companion Cube track, and that was pretty awesome. So
yep,
we'll
MC
put him
Cool
there
Whip.
Too.
NT Cool Whip. Who else is there? This guy added me on MySpace the other day. He's only got one song, but he was pretty dope. What was he called? He was called like MC Raven. He was from Scotland. He was actually quite cool. It was like sort of acoustic. But he's doper. I am. I'm a rapper and I'm doper. Who else is there? Man.
Epic
lot.
One.
Yeah.
We just played him earlier. A pretty dope track right there.
He is, and a better freestyler and lover, apparently.
Oh, we should say that. Epic won schooled hormones in a freestyle.
I guess that makes... Schooled is fair to say. It was pretty close. But can't help but notice that hormones didn't win. Riddle me that. Man, he's going to be so mad at me. let's keep going. I'm in trouble now anyway.
All right.
Pixelate. Pixelate doesn't do any vocal work, but he's doper. man. Dual Core?
Yep.
Captain Dan and the Scurvy Crew? The Crondor Crew? MC Stephen Hawking?
Are you just reading the list of people that played Nerdapalooza? Or like...
oh man, I so shut up. I so should do that. Who we got? Zombies Organize! Man, you know who had wicked flows? The Killer Robots. yeah, let's stop, because I'm in trouble.
Alright, well, you know who else is? Thugmaster J of Magitek.
Yes, that
and I think he sent us an email, you said.
He did. This was another short and sweet one. Should I pick a voice? I think letters would win. Because there are no capital letters. From Jay.
I think you read it wrong.
I was meant to be a caveman, but like, I didn't.
It sounded like you were like a robotic caveman.
That's what it was, a robotic caveman. Thugmaster Jay thinks letters would win, and because there are no capital numbers. Man, I've just reread that email in summing it up. That was a short-ass email. I'm inclined to agree. You don't get capital numbers.
Me as well. So, actually, there's not 26.
Prime numbers.
Because there's not 26 letters, then. There's 52, if you count the capital and lowercase. And there's still only 10 numbers.
And if you count all the different font types you can get and sizes.
So Thugmaster J just... he pretty much just doubled the army of letters.
Pretty much. So, balls in your court, numbers fans. Oh man, that was two short ones. Have you seen the Booty Rage Samurai email?
Yeah, he was really all over the place there.
Right. Are you familiar with zero punctuation?
Yes, I am. I'm a big fan, actually.
Right, I'll try that. Oh, that's going to be hard. I should have probably practiced, right? Yours a bunch of no-nutting hoes for reals. Just kidding, buddies. I guess you need some emails to read on your show. I'll give you some Stunt Junkies news, since that's the only thing I know about. So, Stunt Junkies, well, the week after Nerdapalooza ended, we got together. That is me, Fatterific, and X-Ray Specs to talk about the future of the band and such. We decided to forget about trying to get shows, for now, to forget about new songs, for the most part, and to try and focus on finally banging out the Serial Rapists, our long-awaited album everyone is peeing their pants for in anticipation. Since we got the new equipment, kick-ass equipment, we've decided to do our recording in the same old studio. Woo! We've got to re-record every song we're putting on the album, about 18. We've got to master them and rework some beats. We need album art, so everybody draw some pictures of us and send them to me at richunclenam@hotmail.com. Then after we've got all that crap done, we're going to find a company to press this shit for us. We're planning on selling it via electronic transaction, as well as having physical copies. I'm hoping this will be done by October, but I don't really know how long this stuff takes. Seriously, I'm not even halfway through yet. Of course, it depends on our grind, which is low. In Booty Rage news, I'm working on a load of collabs, and another project that I need beats for. If anyone is interested in a collab or providing a beat, hit me up on the aforementioned email address or MySpace or what have you. On another non-music note, I miss Florida and hanging out with you guys. You two guys, as well as those other guys. Gino, you should tell the anecdote about how you, Erection, Colon P, Zealous One, and I did not sleep after Nerdapalooza one night because we were hard-ass motherfuckers. Also, you guys don't know this, but I put meth in your drinks. Washington is the meth capital of the world, after all. AIM just... God damn it. Aim just isn't cutting it. I need Mr. B to put me in another headlock before I lose my will to live. Who am I kidding? I need another Mr. B headlock to replenish my will to live. Mr. B, did Gino show you the MySpace of those girls I told to F off at the after party? Man, missed opportunities. Time machine, man. If I had a time machine, I would only use it to affect romantic, sexual choices and punish my enemies. Okay, my coherency level is plummeting. I should end this soon. I'll send you guys a revamped track soon. Something old, probably. Maybe Ninja Butt, I mean Cut, or Get Over Here. Europe needs to bolster its defences for the upcoming Booty Rage and Mr. P European Tour. This is the one warning they will get. We can rise up, Booty Rage Samurai. God damn. There's nothing to reply there. Can we play a song immediately while I recover?
Yes, let's just get into...
Unless you want to tell the anecdote.
He pretty much told it right there. me, Booty Rage, Zalus, Rection, and Colin P all stayed up for 48 hours, just about. So basically, Nerdapalooza was one day for us.
Man, that was... Well, it wasn't, because I saw you and Colin P asleep.
Yeah, we passed out until someone gave me a Red Bull. Then it was pretty good.
You were. I think everyone seemed to wake up around Killer Robots.
A Red Bull plus Killer Robots will get you going.
Yeah, it's a very specific combination, but... Right, what to play? Something to get people pumped. Which song is that cool-ass chiptune song you sent me?
That would be by Skip, and it's called Mobile Edodit.
I'm so glad you said that and not me. Yeah, can we play that next, please? Because I like
it. Yes, we can. This is from a new EP by Skip. He has some albums on Katita Records, and this new one, though, is on Pterodactyl Squad, the net label run by Arcade Coma and Jeff So from Spheres of Chaos.
Mention them like every week. Could we talk to them about being their official podcast?
I think Joe would rather his own podcast be their official podcast.
No,
but maybe
no. That's way too much pressure. Don't pressurize the poor lad.
We'll talk to Arcade Coma and maybe we'll steal it right out from under Joe.
That would be just such a jerk maneuver. That'd be great.
This is the newest compilation. This is the newest EP out on Pterodactyl Squad, so you can go there, download it right now, because I love this EP and I only heard like 30 seconds of it.
You are such a professional reviewer. Everyone go to gamemusicforall.com for your best 30 second snippets of like what, at least 15 minute albums.
Yep.
He's very good at reading the tone of an album. You can tell where it's gonna go just from.
I saw where he was going with it.
He liked the first step, so that's all you needed to see. Anyway, this is sorry, yes. What's it called? Ecospheric Escape. Ecospheric Escape. And this is, I'm not gonna say the title of it, but it's track 3 according to the file. Anyway, yeah, enjoy it. It's good. Thank you.
tell you what's up. I'm stuck on a chick, but I got bad luck. I know she hates me, she doesn't even care. So all I do is sit back and stare at the thought of us holding hands, taking non-stop flights to Neverland. But it's fake, it's never gonna happen. At the end of the show, the crowd starts clapping. For BPP and the Krondor crew, only nerd in the crowd for me is you. Sad thing is, she pretends I'm not there. She only gets down for geeks with long hair. That's okay, she can have a mix of happy. I bet a skunk ape pussy hair's all nappy. Fuck that bitch, I wanna take a row. Handcuff her ass with a gag in the mouth. Drop her up in my room on display. Dressed as a bag lady, gotta wanna play. With every fucking thing she got's under there. Crabs and spiders popping out everywhere. What the fuck just bounced off my nose? Maybe that tic-tac to stuff up a booty hole. I don't give two daps about all that. I licked a dog shit straight from her ass crack. Tug on the string, make it fucking ding-a-ling. Maybe I'll sport her tampon bling-bling. She is the one that stole my heart. The only one that could blow a kiss with a fart. Damn, dude, I really want this cunt to ride my face dirty, wash your pups on a blunt.
Are you flirting with me?
Porn from Mr. B, it's the best in gay pornography. Let me drink your Pinot juice while I give myself a thorough Gina douche.
Say you want a piece of my ass, but I'm sorry baby, you're just too high class. If you shower more than twice in a week, then you fit my definition of a geek. Despite all the foreign objects in my hair, it seems like I can't go anywhere. Got a new guy asking me for a date. I say, get in line, boy, you'll have to wait. Waiting for the special person just for me. I'll know him by the way he burps ABC. Love at first glance, he'll ask me to dance. Together we'll express our flatulence. Do my sexy impression of Jabba the Hutt, and we can play connect the dots on my butt. Write him love notes composed in Klingon, and we'll name our firstborn son Egon. Guess for now I'll give this one a chance. Soon you'll see how I define romance. Give me a compliment, I'll burp in reply. Not trying to be rude, it's just that I wasn't taught manners, I'll try to be polite. Fact, I'll share my farts with you tonight. Gonna make you bake in a Dutch oven, making up a whole new meaning for a muffin. Set bubbles, burgers, and loogies is just a small list of my specialties. Remember that we'll never be alone. It's on my butt, there's creatures call home. Don't worry if you got pokeballs, you could be the first one to catch them all. Now excuse me while I catch this podcast. Letters, first numbers always cures my rash.
I just noticed you wrote Pokeballs as B-A-W-L-S, and I almost messed up because of that, so thanks.
That song you just heard after Skip was by MC Scagnetti and Colin P, and it was called Nerdcore Whore. And if you hadn't noticed, we're both mentioned in the song, as well as the podcast is.
Yeah, we're famous now. Screw you guys at those other podcasts that aren't in songs.
On one of the last days I was in Florida, Colin P was telling me how she had to write her verse for this song for Skag Daddy, and I told her what you should do is mention me and Mr. B and Letters vs. Numbers, which she did.
She did.
But not quite the way I expected.
Well, I think you came off the worst, if you don't mind me saying. I mean, you all have seen MrB.com by this point. There's a bit of, well, it's not so much gay pornography, but it is catered towards those men that enjoy the sexual relations of other men. But I have nothing to do with that website. God damn them. And letters versus numbers cures rashes. You heard it.
So that'll be our new slogan.
Oh, please, please, no. Can't our slogan be something like, letters versus numbers, fuck yeah. No, that's crap. Letters versus numbers, they're fighting and shit.
Well, until you come up with a better one.
Damn it. Oh, we cure rashes.
Well, anyway, we said if they referenced us in a song, we would play the song.
Yes, we did. We did say that. That's an open call. If anyone puts us in a song and it isn't ridiculously rubbish, actually, to be fair, even if it's rubbish, unless it's like Rev Badger rubbish. I mean, we have limits. Oh, you thought I'd forgotten about you, didn't you, Badger? Well, shows what you know. Where's his diss song? You see, we asked Colon P to put us in a song 2 days later. Was it 2 days?
Yeah, it was two or three days. They sent the song over to me.
Yep, and how long has it been since Badger called me out?
Months.
Months and months. I don't think you're taking this beef seriously at all.
We'll have to continue dragging his name through the mud till he steps up.
Well, it'd be heavy, though. Oh, that was a fat joke. Oh, it's all coming now. This is getting serious. I'm such a bitch.
We do need to start more beefs, though.
We do. That's... Who should we beef with? We should go after someone big.
Who can we start things with that we don't know very well and is really big?
I would say MC Chris, but everyone's got beef with him.
Yeah.
Let's start beef with, I don't know. Fuck. Let's start beef with spoken versus written, the entire site. That'd be awesome.
Who still goes there?
No one. Me. No, I went there like 4 or 5 months ago. No, let's not beef with them. Email in and say who we should beef with.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah, in fact, actually, rather than emailing, because then we'll have to read it out, and you might want to keep it personal, but if you MySpace in, we do get MySpace messages, and we do reply to them, but we don't read those bad boys on the podcast. So
yeah, you have to go through official channels if you want to read on the podcast.
Yeah, we don't fuck about. MySpace message us someone we can have a beef with. The most hilarious, or the most, actually, that dude does deserve a verbal bitch slap. We will go with. I mean, don't say front a lot, or like, I don't know, Shale Riley, or someone who's like not a prick, you know. But like, I don't know, someone who maybe deserves it, and we'll think about it.
Or if it would just be hilarious to bother them.
It would. If they were so huge and we were so insignificant. We should bother another podcast. You know,
what other podcast?
You know, we're tiptoeing around this, but we're gunning for the awful show. We want their Nerdcore podcast superiority.
Yeah, if on iTunes, they're kind of way, way better than us.
Yep. And we're looking at that with envious eyes. So we think the best way to take that would be to ride off their publicity by beefing with them, even though we have no problem with them at all. Man, yep, we've sunk that low. We told you, not afraid to sell out.
So awful show. Days well, what, I was going to say, like, you suck, but that's kind of in the name of their show.
Yeah. All right. Awful show. You can't call yourselves a show. There you go. As a diss. we're gonna regret that. Those guys can be mean as well, you know.
Yeah, plus they're more professional at it.
They are a bit more professional. Do you think we can out mean them with a spunky, fresh faced new kids on the block?
Well,
do you think we can take it to them?
Well, there's four of them. So, like, all of them just have to be half as mean of each of us, so we're really going to have to step it up.
We can always bring someone on board.
Maybe Dan plus Ad.
Dan Plussard can be pretty mean.
Well, you saw the comic I wrote.
I did. I wish he'd write that song. Because he just wrote a song called You All Suck. He wrote a ballad. And it's a ballad, just like that, sort of in the style of Journey. Man. Gino, no one's going to join forces with us to battle the awful show.
No.
Nobody is. If all anyone
awful,
does...
All the awful show has to do to get him to switch sides, like, oh, we'll interview you for the awful show.
We'll be like, we'll interview you too. He'd be like, well, the awful show, professional interview with like a couple of hundred listeners. Or Letters versus Numbers, recorded on Skype in front of 30 listeners, 40.
We have just a little over 30 subscribers now.
Woo! One of them's me.
One of them is me as well.
But we have a better class of listener.
We have a more sophisticated listener, so of course...
We were insulting our listeners earlier. That was... The listeners know how we do. We love you guys. We'll give you kisses. Mwah. That was a point. I didn't have to snog anyone for you getting to Nerdpalooza.
Or, well, I think MC Loki had, like, a couple $100 worth of...
But he wasn't there to snog, and he didn't delegate his snog.
Ah, that's right.
Mm.
Maybe he could delegate them at Midwest Nerd Fest.
Yeah, let's go to that. Let's just go. Let's. Yeah.
Then we'll hassle the awful show in person.
Well, just imagine the awful show are like a giant mech. We're like two angry elderly men. No, two angry like children throwing rocks at it. Just clang, clang.
I just imagine, like, they'll do a live show there, and then we'll start heckling them and yelling random things out until, like, one of their bodyguards beats us unconscious and throws us, like, out into the middle of a forest in Kansas, if they have forests.
I don't know. It's in Kansas, by the way. Just, we're slowly revealing information in between insults.
Yes, Mad Hatter from the guy who runs Scrub Club Records, he's putting together a Midwest Nerd Fest, which should take place at the end of March next year in Wichita, Kansas. Right,
Wichita. That's fun.
Pretty much in the exact center of the United States.
Mm, it should be awesome.
So everybody has to fly out for that one, not just me.
Yeah. Nobody can drive to that bad boy. Least of all me. You know what I've just thought? Instead of going after the awful show straight away, we should have gone after maybe Talk Nerdy to Me and the Takeover.
Yeah, but those are more like live shows.
Well, exactly. We could have. It would have been less danger. I mean, if we take on the awful show on our own territory and lose, then you know we'll be drummed out of podcasting town. Whereas if we take on the Takeover. Or Talk Nerdy to Me, they'll be like, well, you guys better not start recording live. And we'll be like, okay. That seems like a lot of hard work.
Well, I think we could take care of Talk Nerdy to Me, like, right now.
Right now? And that was it. That was the burn. I've started listening to Talk Nerdy to Me. It's alright.
I always miss it. Like, it's on at the
when
weirdest
I wake
time.
Up for work. Yeah, it's time zones, man. It's on like quite late in Florida, so it's. I wake up on the morning, check my MySpace, see if there's a message going, Talk Nerdy to Me on in 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'll listen to that while I'm waking up and having my morning, you know, wake up session.
Yeah, I'll see that same bulletin. It's like Talk Nerdy to Me on right now. And the bulletin was from like 3 hours ago.
Yep. You see, that's why podcasts are better, because you can listen whenever, and that's why we are mighty, and you guys are not.
And don't forget the whole radio silence, of which we have none.
We have zero awkward silence. No dead air on us. So, you know.
Yes. We should leave some dead air there.
Oh, you know, I was actually, that was intentional on my part. Were you actually racking your brain trying to think of something to say? I'm carrying this podcast. I'm going to start my beef with you.
I'll just have to I'll replace you with, I got no one to replace you with. You win this round.
No,
right
you don't. Well, I wouldn't be able to replace you with anyone. Who blogs that doesn't already do a podcast?
Dan Plus Ad? I know he blogs sometimes.
It's not the same. He personal blogs. Everyone personal blogs. But he doesn't like... I don't know. You got the Dan Plus Ad blog for Dan Plus Ad News. So, that would make us very niche. Who could I get instead of you? I get High C. Yep, there we go. I would get High C. On that note, we should probably play a track before we just piss off everybody.
Yes.
Who've we got left?
We have Nagini, Nerd Army, and Nicole Adams. Hey, they all start with N.
That's great. We planned that. We're going to play them in the order you just said it as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so we're playing Nagini first?
Yes. Which is... what name is it we can't say? Because it goes on in the song about not saying a name.
Well, since it's Wizard Rock, I'm going to assume it's Voldemort.
And we just said it. Oh, party right foul, now. You said it. I tricked you.
I don't read the book, so...
No, me neither. I just knew that. It was a joke on some TV show. And I stole it. That's how
and
I roll.
I don't think that. It played out nearly as well on our show.
No. But... No.
That'll teach you to steal material.
Fuck.
Well, anyway, this is by Nagini. She's Wizard Rock musician. She plays like acoustic guitar and sings, and I told her I would play a song of hers on the next podcast we do, but just like Epic One, she sent the track over, and then we left for Nerdapalooza and haven't made a real episode since.
So she's probably posted a couple of bulletins saying, don't listen to Letters versus Numbers. They hate Wizard Rock. We don't. We just haven't read Harry Potter.
We're just ill-informed.
We like the music. What were you going to say?
We're ill-informed.
We are. Like, we're like, I don't know. It's like when you go to a club night and they play, I don't know. Yeah, never mind.
Well, it's like, you know, if you hear someone rapping over Donkey Kong Country and you're like, I love Donkey Kong Country. And, well, when someone sings about Harry Potter, like, I guess we don't have the same attachment to it.
Unless it rocks, which it does.
Yes.
Stop. The rockers are a niche we need to tap.
The wizard part we don't so much understand, but the rock we are
all
yeah.
about. We need the wizard rockers, and we need the pinball fanatics. We've lost them, I think. We've been woefully low on pinball news.
Yeah, we need to get more into that.
Hell
we should
yeah.
probably get into more just very esoteric news that only applies to like two people.
And then play a song about it. Yes, this was the episode where Letters versus Numbers galvanized it into an unstoppable force of internet entertainment with pinball and classic car convention rock. This is Nagini, would say his name. Thank you.
Say his name, I'd say it like I never said a word before. And if I could say his name, he'd love me, he'd love me. If I could say his name, I'd say it like I never said a word before. And every syllable perfection, every sound a resounding tone. It's ugly the way they're saying his name, the children screaming his name out loud. It's ugly the way they say his name, the children screaming. So don't say his name in front of me. Don't say it. Say it for me just one more time. Don't say his name in front of me. Oh, say it, I won't hear. Don't say his name in front of me. Don't say it, say his name. I love the Dark Lord, baby. I love the Dark Lord, baby.
That song you just heard was Nerd Army from their new album, which I think is also called Nerd Army, and it was the main theme from Final Fantasy VII, but I'm sure you already knew that, because, you know, everyone loves Final Fantasy VII.
And rightly so. It's better than that Chrono Trigger.
Because you'd be the one to know.
I would.
The UK.
Oh, don't go there. I have ROMs. I have... You know, Zed Snez and stuff. Shut up, well, okay? Shut up.
You know who we should also start beef with now? Is SNES 9X, because only losers use that one. It's all about ZSNES.
ZSNES, SNEX 9. You've just said a whole bunch of letters and numbers there. Are we beefing against people who use the SNES emulator that I don't use?
Yes.
That's
you
fine.
Have the winning emulator, so don't worry about it.
All right, in that case, fuck those guys.
So what anyone listening and you use SNES 9X, stop using it or continue being a loser. Your choice.
It is your funeral. That's a bit excessive, maybe. What about the... You know, right, do you know much about emulation and shit?
I know a few things here and there.
You know the Mega Drive emulators, K-Gen and is it Z-Gen? Or I'm sure there's like K-Gen and something else Gen. Are they the same?
I'm not sure, because I don't really play Genesis ROMs that much.
Oh, man.
That whole bit there was completely pointless.
Yeah, that one was going places as well. All I needed was a little feeder from you. I was maybe going to announce your new compilation, but
well, we are doing Sega Genesis or Mega Drive, as you guys know it. Tribute compilation.
Are you?
We are.
You don't say. Man, it was a good thing I was talking about that. Then it reminded you that this is happening.
Yeah, and you seem pretty shocked about the announcement, seeing as how you already turned in your track.
Yes. I'm bewildered. and I've already advertised people to go on it and things. Yeah.
Well, anyway, like, yes. We're doing a Genesis compilation, but I've decided to do, like, a whole tribute because I never owned a Genesis, so, like, I don't know what soundtracks are actually good. So I said, you know, you guys should know, and you guys can do it. And
so lazy.
Well, you will not believe the amount of crap I've gotten from everyone who likes the Super Nintendo more than the Genesis.
Like, you're like every person, I know, I agree.
Like you're doing a Genesis tribute? That's so stupid. Like the SNES is so much better. And it's like, well, here's what I want to say. If anyone likes the Genesis more, where are you guys? Because
back me up.
Because the Super Nintendo people are really adamant about hating the Genesis, and I would hope you Genesis people are still pretty pissed at the Super Nintendo, even if it is better. But still, you know, you chose your side. So, you should
at least make the effort. Well, screw both you guys, because I had an Amiga. I came out on top of that round.
And where's your tribute album for the Amiga?
Shut up. We had the whole demo scene, so screw you, buddy.
I guess we need more demo scene music then? Or we could start beef with them too, either way.
It wasn't very good. That whole scene.
I think you might have just made Pixel Hate and Video Game Orchestra mad.
They don't listen.
I think one of the guys from Video Game Orchestra listens sometimes.
He won't listen to this one. I hope. I know Pixel 8 doesn't listen. He's too busy playing arenas.
Oh yeah, he's doing some giant festival or something, he announced.
Yes, but it's in some country that we don't have listeners in, so screw that noise.
Yeah, anyone listening, don't go to that festival.
It's far. It's really far.
Yeah, we probably made Pixel 8 mad by now.
Yep.
Well, we've made fun of his music, and we told people not to go to his show.
We're being ironic.
It's all in good fun.
It is.
We'll play Pixel Hate next week.
Guys, I would like to point out that we did not set out to go, let's be utter jerks this episode. I mean, we did sort of discuss maybe beefing with someone, but not the amount of people we're beefing with. We got a little bit carried away. Speaking of which, I would like to take a moment to do a number of apologies for how I treated some people on the Nerdapalooza podcast. I am sorry to Benjamin Bear, Front a Lot, and Cool Whip for puking in front of them. Not really puking, just retching. I am sorry to Hormones for telling him to repeatedly shut up.
The same goes for Gigahertz.
Oh man, I was saving Gigahertz till last.
But I know we both told him to shut up.
Simultaneously. That was golden. That was so cool. I'm sorry for calling Illiford ugly. He's not ugly. He's actually quite a catch. Who else was there? Yes. And Gigahertz. Gigahertz. I mean, fuck. We were mean. People have made comment. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Fuck that guy. He started it. I know it's you're being quiet.
Everybody go ahead and don't read Blender.
Blunder. No. What you should do, right, is pick up Blender in your local news agents, read the bit with Gigahertz, but then don't buy it. Yeah. Because then, you know, Gigahertz gets his promotions. Maybe you could cut the article out and pass it around your friends, but not the rest of the magazine.
Well, okay. What I think is buy the article, buy the issue for everyone else, because, you know, Chrono Crew's in there and everyone, it's all about Nerdapalooza. But just take out the article with Gigahertz and just throw it on the floor. And buy the rest of the magazine.
That is like the opposite idea to what I was going for. That is, man, just do what you guys feel is best. I trust you guys. You're listening to us and not who haven't we pissed off yet.
Well, if they're listening to us, I know they haven't read Pitchfork because that is the dumbest magazine in existence.
Yeah, fucking. I've only heard of its website. I didn't realize it was a magazine.
I'm not sure if it's just an internet magazine or an actual magazine, but I know they have a boner for Crystal Castles, and that right there is enough to make me not like them.
Oh, similarly, the UK magazine NME. Do you have NME over there?
Yes, we do.
They have a similar boner for Crystal Castles. Fuck NME. Fuck them so hard. They are so just, they're rubbish. They're like, seriously, NME? You murder babies? I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, on a contrasting note, the Torontoist the Torontoist has a boner for actually telling the truth about Crystal Castles, so they actually have good articles talking trash about them.
Nice. So don't buy... wait, is the Torontoist like a local Canadian paper?
I'm not sure. I've only saw their internet articles.
All right, don't buy these national press things. Buy this. Oh man, why didn't we beef with Crystal Castles? That would have been so easy.
We could still beef with them, but I mean, that would just mean we're beefing with Lobat and Kovox because it's actually their music.
Man, well, I've already griefed the demo scene anyway, haven't I? So. It all so, ties like, together in a neat little bow.
We like Kovox and Lobat, and that's why we can't beef with Crystal Castles, because Castles is just replaying their music.
Well, the music where they didn't replay it sort of sucks anyway. I mean, it's interesting. Except, well, I don't know. It's sort of like a shit version of Super Powerless.
Yeah, and guitars. With a drunk singer.
Yeah. With, like, I don't know, maybe she's singing through an aeroplane's engine. Whereas Super Powerless is anthemic.
Could we say it's melodic? Could we say it's Super Powerless as interpreted by, like, MC Router?
What?
Super like, Powerless!
Well, like, you wanted to hear that.
No, like, can we say Crystal Castles is, like, if MC Router tried to be, like, Super Powerless?
Yes. Because why not? Now we're beefing with Router. Fucking A.
Well, I don't think...
We're not beefing with Super Powerless because by the time this podcast goes up, I would have actually seen them play already. I was going to advertise a gig, but their gig will have gone.
Well, I like Super Powerless. Speaking, no problems with him.
Speaking of which, the Stunt Junkies asked us to tell you about their show that was 2 months ago. So get along to that.
Well, if Booty Rage ever gets his time machine working, just hitch a ride with him and you could catch the show.
It's quite good, apparently.
I like how you just apologized for making like everyone mad during our Nerdapalooza interviews, and then we just started beef with like 10 more people.
It's like a revolving door. We can't beef with all these people at once. We need to stop, you know. Squash some beef, as the phrase goes. And bring in some new. Keep it fresh.
Yeah, like, these beefs will be old by the time we get the next podcast up in a week, so...
Yeah, we'll be like, yeah, Crystal Castles. Not bad. MC Router, she doesn't have a croaky voice anymore. I don't know. I don't feel bad about Grief and Router, because she personally insulted me one time, so...
Well, I've actually had absolutely no interaction with her ever before.
I was speaking to her in a chat room, and I'd previously seen it on hotornot.com. So I was like, oh, haha, you didn't reply to me on hotornot.com. And she was like, oh, goddammit, I hate you. And then replied and said, there you go. And I was like, I didn't tell you that I actually clicked not. So, yeah, but... I really think, for our health, right, we should close the show.
All right. Well, Here's the final track with another person that I don't have beef with, and it's actually very awesome. Nicole Adams, and singing on this track is Starla from OC Remix fame.
Yeah. And
it's a very, very awesome song. One of the best songs I've heard in some time. And it's a remix of Donkey Kong Country, and it's called Permutation.
I was listening to this earlier. It's quite sweet, actually. It's a good one to take us out on. Just before we go, though, I would like to point out that the vast majority of people that exist in the world we're not beefing with. Okay?
So there's about 4 billion people we don't have a problem with.
Yeah, I'm just worried that this show is going to put too intense a spotlight onto a relatively very small area. Whereas there's people in, like, Egypt I haven't even met before. So it's all good there.
So could you say we don't have beef with Egypt at all?
Nope. No beef with Egypt. Well, they do have a bit of pollution, don't they? The Cairo dudes. But then, you know, pollution. Are you trying to goad me into hating Egypt?
I was just stating the fact that we don't have a problem with Egypt. Are you trying to make me say I have a problem with Egypt?
No. I actively said I don't have a problem with Egypt. And you were like, oh, really? As if you knew otherwise.
Like, I have some documents here.
You have written in red crayon, I might add, Egypt sucks with an X. Signed, Mr. B. It's been a while since we did a podcast. Is there anything we've forgotten?
We did news, we did letters, and we actually had letters this time.
Yep. But there was no competition last week because it was Nerdapalooza, but the competition's back on. I'm going to get some video game samples and stuff. If you can guess what games either of them were from, you'll win something. We don't know what because nobody has ever won it. Also, if you guys are here on the back of any publicity from the Nerdapalooza ones, sure, I hope we didn't disappoint. It just occurred to me this was quite a high-pressure episode.
Oh, yeah, because if people are listening again since the Front a Lot episode.
Yeah. Oops.
Well, I really have nothing to say. Stick around for episode 10.
Yeah, we're planning something quite big for episode 10, maybe.
It's our
10th
episode anniversary, I guess. It means we're slightly closer to legitimacy, and that we've actually been able to stick with this.
Yep. I mean, timescale-wise, we've been doing it quite a while. But now the episode numbers will look like that as well. It was that Here Comes a New Challenger special, man. That one.
Yeah, no more specials. Threw me off.
No more specials, except Nerdapalooza and 10th anniversary.
Well, obviously. I guess on location specials and I guess episode anniversaries, but no, like out of normal rotation specials.
No. Man, we've babbled on. We've gone over time. If anyone's listening, remind Rocket Propelled Radio that we want to be on it, because we've both been busy to email.
Yeah, busy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've been Mr. B.
And I've been Anthony from Game Music for All.
What are we playing again? This is Permutation by Nicole Adams featuring Starla, which was on Welcome to World 2.
Yes, last, which should hopefully be on sale by the time this goes up.
Fat chance. Yeah, it probably will be. I have my copy, so I don't care. Yeah, bish bash bosh. We're out.
teased by this factory. Prescribing what is not in need. Personality doesn't mean to me. I cannot think, my mind can't breathe. Growing quiet now, falling back to sleep. Hurting us like cows, treating us like sheep. I cannot describe the feelings that I hide. Cut me like a knife, steady, smooth and deep. Similarity, disconformity. There's no place to hide in this factory. When you close your eyes, what is it that you see?
There's nothing more cool than being hugged by someone you like. But if someone tries to touch you in a place or in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, that's no good. It's your body. No one has the right to touch you if you don't want them to.